Every now and then I'll be riding down the road late at night, knock down a couple of BCs and get my cerebellum kind of thumping and throbbing. And start thinking of the old days and thinking back to when I was a little girl growing up in South Carolina and remembering the stinking smell of gin, of Jimmy Joe's breath, the night I became a woman in the back of that Buick. Sorry. And every now and then I'll get a little tired of listening to my 30 Days to a Better You motivational tape, and I'll turn on an old truck driving show from one of those stations out of West Virginia, and they'll be playing an old Conway Twitty song. And it'll remind me of my second wife and the way she used to whistle the steel guitar part to Hello Darling through the gap in her front teeth. And every now and then when I start to feel a little bit hungry, I'll stop at an all-night grocery store and hit the Little Debbie snack cake and Hostess breakfast treat display counter. That'll kind of remind me of my third wife. We used to live in a little prefab mobile home in a town called Chromosome, North Carolina. Every now and then when I'd come home from work late at night all tired and wore out, she'd be laying there on the purple Naga hot couch all 375 pounds of her with her blonde Donnell wig sort of stretched off to one side. I'd come walking in the door and she'd get all excited and say, "Hey!" She'd look at me with one good eye and take her false teeth out of the bicentennial ashtray and put on those white go-go boots from the Pickway shoe store and that purple moo-moo that I bought her from Fredericks of Hollywood for big gals that you love so much. She kind of looked like a genetic mutation off of Tom Chapin National Geographic special getting ready to go into action. She'd jump up on top of the stereo and start doing an interpretive dance to an old Wilson Pickard record jammed up to 78. Then we'd go back to the heart-shaped vibrating waterbed, the one underneath the black velvet painting of Elvis, Jesus, and John Wayne walking together through eternity, watched over by Hank Sr. And we'd get to rolling and tumbling and having a good time. And every now and then when things would get real good, I'd sing a love song or something like this. I'd sing, "Roberta, Roberta! Mama! Please get your big legs off of me. Sometimes you get a little carried away and I'd have to say, "Roberta, Roberta, Mama, please get your big legs off of me." When you roll your big legs around me, help me, Jesus. Don't you know it feels so good, honey? But you just won't let me breathe. Oh my God, wait, Roberta, come on, put it, come on, get up. I'll give you a cookie, come on, please get up. Oh boy. Now you can be as sweet as a banana moon pie. Or you can be as salty as a souvenir Virginia country ham. Sitting on the back seat of my Camaro underneath the pink and purple dingle balls riding down 95. Yeehaw, Miami, here we come, moon pie. Or salty as a souvenir Virginia sitting next to the bottle rockets and south of the border country ham. But when you kiss me with your big luscious greasy lips, I realize I'm a very naughty. Yes, I deserve a little discipline. No, please don't make me wear that nurse's dress again tonight. Groveling worm of a love slave. Under your big legs today. Ow! Walden. And you slugged down NyQuil like it was a glass of lemonade. You drink that Rudgut whiskey like a glass of water. And you're still drinking that NyQuil. Wake up, woman, cough syrup like a glass of lemonade. The day I wrap my skinny legs around your fat butt, 'cause that was about 375 pounds, the biggest legging mistake I sure ever made. And one more thing, huh? Roberta, roll over. Honey, I got something down here I want you to see. Shaker of destiny playing the drum break to end a god of the beater in those wet look hot bands. Incoming large unidentified object on the screen. Legs off of me. Love is a beautiful thing. Roberta, Roberta, Roberta. Kiss me, baby.